I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russian-backed security forces arrived in Kazakhstan Thursday to quell massive riots. Protesters burned government buildings and even stormed the busiest airport in the Central Asian country. The unrest began after a sharp hike in fuel prices. Early reports say dozens have been killed and thousands injured in the violence. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association explains underlying tensions.
There are a few people in the country who have benefited greatly from the development of the country of Kazakhstan, mostly from oil and natural gas. And then there is a mass majority of the people, which constitutes a lot of the people that our churches, the churches we serve, are a part of, that are quite poor.
SGA supports churches all across Kazakhstan, so pray the love of these believers would point many to Jesus. And recent violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo got so bad, Mission Aviation Fellowship had to move bases. MAF was stationed in Nyankunde. Nearly 20 years ago, the local village was attacked by another tribe and over 1,000 people died. Since then, the village was building up their defenses. But recently, the government militia came in to establish control. From there, MAF's John Cadd says,
there was a big battle in our village, and our pilots and their families were down on the floor in their hallways with mortars and small arms fire going on for a couple of days before they were able to actually get out and over to the provincial capital of Bunia, which is about 14 miles away by air. So we're now operating out of Bunia.
Pray for peace in MAF's ongoing ministry in Congo. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.